Matthew, please introduce your nephew and junior.
Well, folks, this is called Right or Wrong. This segment almost should be called Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it now, Tommy?
So, tell him about the one when he was gone, because I hate he wasn't here.
Wait, remind me. I forgot.
Okay. I'm just going to drop this one on you because I hate you wasn't here for this. Okay. Tell him that if a person who is deaf, if they've been smoking weed, ain't that HD? Ain't that high def?
High def.
Yeah, you missed that.
I don't even. I couldn't even argue that one. I don't
say it again.
Because I
if a deaf person been smoking
so
weed,
stupid.
That's HD. That's high def.
Let that marinate.
Yeah,
you gotta think about that.
Let me ask you something. So you're saying, since he's deaf,
and he
the fact that he's deaf and he's high. So you're saying then? So let me ask you something. Are you saying that since he's deaf, that heightens his other senses, and now his ass can see better?
Oh, you get too much. You're making too much sense.
Yeah.
You go deep, Steve.
It's just as stupid as you thought it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't try to put any deepness on it.
Or are you merely saying?
Merely.
Because he's deaf and he smoke weed. Mm-hmm. Ain't that high deaf?
Yes! That's it. That's all he's saying.
It's that simple, brother.
Wow. It's high deaf. That's all.
That's all he's saying.
Okay. So me and Junior on phone last night. Tell him people don't die in the living room.
What? What are you...
You don't die in there. It's not a dying room. It's a living room. I'm telling people don't die.
Tommy, people die in living rooms all the time.
Every
Because you know what that room becomes?
What?
It becomes a dead person in the living room.
See, now you're with it.
You're in it, Steve.
You're in it now. You're in it.
That makes sense.
I don't know if you know it, but you're in it.
You may not have been your intended to do that, but you're in it.
And I didn't told him, Shirley. I didn't been there where they even put bodies up in caskets in the living room.
In the casket?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
My father, Tommy Cameron, tried to save money and they buried their daddy, but they had a funeral at the house. Problem was, though.
What?
Casket was too wide, had turned it sideways and filled it up. When they got that casket in there.
I would have been hollering.
I cannot.
When they got the casket in the living room and opened it, he was balled up in there. Man, they had to straighten him out, fix his clothes.
They didn't tilt the casket.
I was in there hollering.
You would have had to carry me out on a stretcher.
They had to turn the casket sideways and tilt it up. Because, you know, it was a little wall where the closet was when you go through the door. So they had to turn it. They had to turn it sideways. Then they had to tip it up.
To get him in there.
Then they had to turn the corner and straighten it back. When they opened the casket, he was in there balled up.
But did they take the door off the hinges?
Yeah.
They didn't measure that.
No. Suit came off his shoulder.
Y'all give us a minute.
Hey.
Wait, what did they say, Junior?
They tell you to give us a minute to get your body back.
No.
The funeral in their living room. Oh, my God.
But the dude's cousin, when they did the body in there, and they opened it, he said, well, if he wasn't dead, he dead.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So to get him out, they had to do the same thing.
They had to turn the casket again.
They had the funeral in the Cameron's living room.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not making this up.
I thought you had to be licensed or something to do this.
Mr. Hoolan.
But the funeral.
The actual funeral was at the house.
Yeah.
People doing remarks and all that.
Family pictures around and Flo Model TV.
They were so mortified when they opened up their casket.
Oh,
he was in there, man, just balled up, and the clothes wasn't on him no more good.
Did people get up and look? Because
I was in there hollering, man.
You were laughing.
That's the funny thing I ever seen. I don't look.
How would
be kind of scared if they opened the casket. Yeah. Like, when people getting up trying to, you know.
It would have been a closed casket if the funeral was
you in have opened that.
My living
you know how small a house it is. Everybody saw it. As soon as they opened it, everybody went, oh, my God.
One more time.
They opened up the casket. Everybody went, oh, my God. Jesus. People turning around, looking at the wall. Looking up at the fireplace, looking at the man like that picture of Jesus, Martin Luther King.
Yes.
just looking at that sign, just picture of Jesus.
Like, you know, we are about death. Yes. Black people. You tell
yes.
Can't have
we do
that.
Not play.
No, there have been a few of them, man.
Wait a minute. Have you ever seen Bad Grandpa?
I love that movie, boy. With Billy Thornton.
What's his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob. At the funeral.
I gotta watch it again. I haven't seen it.
I watched it 30 times.
Why? I don't remember that.
What? This the funniest thing I've seen in years. You can pull it up on YouTube.
YouTube.
His wife died and they had a funeral at a black funeral.
Oh, oh baby. Okay. Baby. Yes.
And
yes.
Boy, they got the organ in there. The white family got the organ and all them black people was watching.
At that funeral?
But then... He messed around. The daughter came in and tried to take the necklace off the mama.
Why she, the deceased? The yeah. Mama was deceased.
Why she in the casket?
Right. Why she in the casket?
Right, but the lady ain't really dead. It's just a movie, right?
Oh.
So they pranking these black people. So the white girl in there trying to take the necklace off her dead mama. And they mess around and turned that casket over. And the lady fell out the on
deceased,
the floor.
The, okay, the victim.
And them black people said, oh, Lord. And then he picked her up and started dancing with her. Black people in that church was... I was...
All right, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.